I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in the
air. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Current Events broadcast. I am your host and the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. That being said, again, welcome everybody. Hope everyone's having a wonderful night. A lot to go over tonight. I hope that we get a lot of call-ins, because this is your chance to express your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, whatever. Screwed up, and it seems like we're getting more screwed. And I'd just like to hear different opinions from those of you around the country. So on Thursday nights, on our broadcast, anything goes. We are not regulated by the FCC. Therefore, as long as you're not threatening anyone or threatening making terroristic threats, etc., anything goes here. Now, if you're new just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Curious or wondering what we're about, we are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. We are strong advocates of the missing worldwide. We back the blue. We support all of our first responders. And just like it says in the description, anybody is welcome, both sides, political, whatever, as long as it is an adult debate. Don't trash us. We will not trash you. And that's a promise. Because we all know both sides of the coin, both political parties, are to blame for what's going on in this country today. But the main culprit is this administration right now, with the way that they're trying to take away our rights, stomp on our constitutional rights, take away our Second Amendment rights, which were given to us by our forefathers. We don't play that, don't like it, and they keep on trying every single chance they get to do it because they want an unarmed community and an unarmed America. And I personally cannot understand how anybody could go against our rights, our God-given rights, our constitutional rights, either side, all for political gain. And since this administration has come into office, way before it, they have said they plan on locking us all down and make us abide by their rules. And both sides are allowing this shit to happen. And I personally, I don't understand how anybody can allow it to happen. Time for those to be held accountable. And I just don't get it. I don't know how they're able to get away with what they've gotten away with and continue to get away with. There is zero transparency. There is zero accountability. And they want you to bow down to them and kiss their feet and say, yes, oh, yeah, we agree with everything you say. Yes, we're right there with you. Well, I don't know about you, but I bow to nobody but the man above. Just like I don't understand with this group that we run here. It's always the same people that call in and participate. There's never any new callers. This is your chance to get stuff off your chest without being, oh, we're going to ban you because, you know, you don't go with our agenda. Oh, we're going to kick you off because you said something I didn't like. No. That's why we chose this platform. You can express your feelings. So get anybody to call in. Tell us your thoughts. Because I'd sure like to hear them. How does it make you feel that, you know, you're being controlled by a one-sided party? I know I'm not happy. I'm not controllable. But I just know the outcomes. I'm not happy with it at all. With everything that's going on and everything that they bring up about investigations, yeah, sure, they're having hearings, but you ain't seeing nobody being held accountable for them. It's like you're wasting your breath. Just slap the cuffs on them. You want the American people to start believing in the government and the FBI and the DOJ and everybody. Only way you're going to get that trust. Prove it. Parties have been doing, if any of us had tried to even think about doing it, they wouldn't have a problem putting us in jail. Because you're guilty until proven innocent in their eyes. Talk about his so-called, let's sign this Second Amendment bill. Yeah, all he wants to do, because he knows it's not going to pass, is he wants to get a list of your name so that they could say, oh, well, you know, we saw it on social media that you made a comment, and boom, that's all they need to come to your house, search your guns, take your guns, take everything away from you. It's a freaking hit list. And if you can't see that for what it's worth, then obviously you got your head in the fucking sand. Because it doesn't take a scientist or you know, anybody with any common sense to know what they're up to and what they're trying to do. And it's been going on for years, but it's just getting to the point now because of the idiots that we have in office right now. That's their sole purpose. Get you to fall underneath their agenda. And I'm sorry, but I ain't having it. I refuse. Again, like I said, I refuse to bow down. I will not bow down but to one person, and that's the Lord above. Oh, my sidekick, Major Ass Pain, Lorna Munson's on.
I was watching a movie. I had to finish it.
I don't need to hear about your porno movies.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's more your speed, your nugget porn.
Now you've been watching that nugget porn. I don't do that.
Whatever.
Yep, so getting back on it, another train derailment. Gee, is that coincidence or what?
Yeah, if anybody thinks it's coincidence, by now, after this, been, where are we up to, 15?
Something like that.
20?
Something like that. And, you know,
if they think it's a coincidence, they're on crack, because there's no way that many in this short amount of time is a coincidence.
Expect you to fall in line and believe everything they said.
I don't believe nothing. I learned that a long time ago. I don't believe shit. My phone keeps dinging. Are you posting something?
Yeah.
Oh. Wonder why Mike didn't call in. You might have forgot.
I had so early, too. But yeah, I was just, you know, rambling on about, you know, about their so-called Second Amendment that the idiot just signed. All it is just a list to get your name.
What was it again? The Second
Amendment. His gun control.
What do you do now?
They need to get everybody on, you know, the list for buying guns and how many guns you buy.
Yeah, screw him.
Yeah, that's what I said, because that's all it is a list so that they can watch your freaking social media accounts, and the minute you go against them, oh, let's go check him out. Or her.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. It's a hit list.
Yep.
And just like the past few weeks that we've been talking about it, you know, I just don't get. They've got all the facts. They've got all the evidence they need. And they're not going after these fuckers.
I know. We haven't heard a peep on Biden's hidden documents.
Yeah. I mean, they just found nine more cases, boxes.
That's all hush-hush now.
And it's going to be hush-hush.
Now we got to focus on trail derailments that they're saying are accidents. And this god-awful weather we've been having.
Yep. And again, you know, some people call us conspiracy theorists all they want, but when it comes to the weather, and they've already proven it, to me, it's being controlled. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But like everything else, you know, unless you fall in line with the wokeness and the woke, then you're just a racist, a denier, and a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
I mean, come on now. You know, look at the banks that are crashing right now.
I know.
And it's all because of this damn administration.
Is that so zombie?
Morning show.
Oh.
What did Stephanie say? You spit on her?
Repeat what you just said. It's Lorna.
Lorna.
I said, what happened? Did Bobby, did you spit on him? Did he spit on you?
Yeah. Lorna.
What's up?
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
I see Michael just signed on. Hey, Mike.
Oh, awesome.
Wake your ass up, boy. Hey, hello out there.
He knows that all these chain derailments are coincidence, huh, Mike?
Yeah. What's the matter? Can I do
something? I just tuned in. I didn't hear any derailment talk or anything. I got no jump off point here.
There was another train derailment in Arizona, and it had toxic chemicals on it.
Hmm. Same one. What was it? East Bar.
That was
the name of the. Huh.
East Palestine.
No, but the name of the train line.
Oh, Norfolk Southern.
Norfolk, that's right. And it's the same thing that crashed in Arizona, is it?
Yeah. Most of the trains that have been derailing have all come from the same company.
Boy, Pete Buttigieg, he's sure doing a good job, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Good job of dragging us deeper down into debt and, you know, dragging the country into the ground.
I don't... Go back to talking about the list, the hit list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he signed that bill the other day, and the Republicans just countered it. It's supposed to go to the Senate. Is that they, for the Second Amendment, to try to ban... automatic rifles and all that, and supposedly the Republicans aren't having it, and all it is just to get your name on the list so they can come and see what you got in your house, because of the simple fact that if you say something against them on social media, there's their in to come into your house without a red flag law.
Well, they got better tricks than that now. I had the ATF show up at my house, and they said there was a shooting in Mexico at the Mexican police with your rifle. And now it's a criminal case. And it's not just, we're here to inspect your weapons and see what you bought. It's, you're involved in a criminal case. And the best thing I could do is just show them that that rifle's in my safe, not down in Mexico shooting. And
Right. They
walked off. Your Second Amendment right is shrinking every day.
Oh, yeah. And they're just making it even more bulletproof that they can control every aspect of your life.
Well, once they know you have it, they know you have it.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do, and they're trying to make it harder. What they're trying to do is they're trying to – he's trying to get into the FFL license people that – the business is all it is. Because you shut down the business that's selling weapons – then where are you going to get your weapons from?
Most of the time I use Cabela's FFL. I order it. That's
right.
I love about
right.
this.
Right, with this bill, if it goes through, Cabela's is going to, you know, all your major outlets are going to wind up dropping it because they're not going to want to deal with the BS.
We got one more. I'll hold the judicial branch. There, we have more conservatives, I'd like to say, than liberal pukes. I think we still hold the judicial branch. If this shit goes to SCOTUS and they have it out, it pass it down to the states. Now, you saw what the states did with the rest of the New York pistol thing against Bonta, and there's another one against Michigan care.
Gun owners of America.
Yeah, and what they do is they just ignore it. You saw what Hobbs did over in New York. She said, "Oh, we're a shell. Give permit state now instead of a pay." And when they were made, they were very made. They didn't give it to anybody. And now they said, "Oh, you have to give them if they pass the background check. You have to give them a permit." And she, "All right, then we're not going to let them carry in the subways, in the Central Park, in the, any businesses, in any state run." Fuck, they made it where you couldn't carry anyone. And they thought they'd sidestep the Supreme Court. And now I see every state's following that. And now Minnesota is going to have a sporting rifle ban and a no more than 10-round magazine.
Yeah. Well, in reality, the Second Amendment in the Constitution does not say you're only allowed to carry here and there.
No, the Second Amendment was written because they wanted the people of America to have the weapons to show up as strong militia for a free state. Shall not be infringed. They wanted the people to have the weapons to where, hey, if they fucking show up at our shoreline, you guys got to show up and bust their ass. And they supported a militia. Now, if China or Russia comes here, we got more weapons than any other country in the world. We can hold them up.
Yep.
We don't.
And
we
if you
don't
think
even
about it, these left-wing nuts that are against anybody having a weapon don't realize that there's more of us than there is of any military.
You wouldn't want to compare trooping into America, I'll tell you that. You don't want to paratroop into my America.
Nah, you might want to paratroop in New York and D.C.
Well, those guys are fucked. What's left of our Second Amendment we exercise up here in the Midwest?
We do it down south, too. It's just, You got these left-wing nuts that think that, oh, it's the gun that kills a person. No, it's not. It's the person behind that weapon. And you're so worried about going after people on social media, your fucking alphabet soup going on social media to see you and shut you down from going against their agenda that they don't even worry about looking at the serious ones, the mental illness, that posted on their freaking pages, and then the next day they're out there shooting people.
I keep them busy on my social media.
But that's what I'm saying, you know, the wasting money going after conservatives for our First Amendment right, free speech on social media. When one of these shootings happens, it takes one of the fake news to go, oh, well, you know, he had it all posted all over his Instagram, his Facebook, that, you know, pictures of him with all his guns. Well, instead of worrying about what the hell our First Amendment, you should be checking into these people that are borderline or even mentally ill, checking in on their social media accounts. But in their eyes, law-abiding citizens or not, you're not to have any access to any weapons. And that's what it all boils down to.
Only criminals are allowed to have weapons.
Right.
Yep, and you indoctrinate you tell them for 30 years, guns are horrible and bad and awful, and they commit crimes. And then pretty soon you have a whole generation who is going to say, yeah, we could do away with this amendment because I've been taught guns are horrible and bad my whole life. And it's systematic public school shit that they're doing that's been happening for decades. And now it's finally flowering for them. They have a whole group, a whole generation of kids who are willing to, yeah, there's such a thing as hate speech. Words hurt. If words hurt, you've never been smacked in the face. You lily-livered, namby-pamby little, Yeah, if words hurt, then the Second or the First Amendment is being infringed there, you know. I can't put my soapbox up on any corner and bark out what I believe. Doesn't matter if it's misinformation, it's what I believe, and I'm saying it. And I have the right as a God-loving American to say it.
And that's just it. They want to shut everything down.
Well, now the Second Amendment. See, the guns are horrible. You know, because for 20 years they've been just jamming on, oh, all weapons are horrible. Oh, God, they're war weapons. They're assault weapons. Assault weapons. There you go. That's always been a good one. You got all these, it's horrible, and now you got a whole generation of kids who grew up on guns are bad. Only criminals have guns.
Myself and Lorna included. We've got assault dogs.
Yep.
So, you know, it don't matter. It don't matter that my hands and feet are lethal weapons.
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah, man, I have an assault glove. It's not the hand inside the glove. It was the glove that hit you in the face. Never mind the hand that was inside the It's the inanimate object.
Exactly. That's how funny all this sounds.
Now we have to see how the pistol brace pans out. We're down to like fucking May 31st, May, April, and half of March. Fuck, we're down to 70 days about. We need SCOTUS to fucking ball up and run with this shit. This is a Second Amendment right, and this needs to hit a court that will actually do something about it. The ATF doesn't fucking create law. And, oh, we made a rule, and now we're going to make fucking, what, 30,000 Americans felons overnight? Doesn't seem fair to me.
Well, look at their 87,000 freaking IRS agents that are armed.
And what do you think the ATF is? It's a branch of the IRS. ATF was only created in 73, for God's sakes. They're a branch of the IRS. They're in the attack platoon for the IRS. And they gave them alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and now they added explosives. So, and these monkeys, it's a whole branch of government that's costing billions that we could just save the money and spend it on infrastructure, something better than just
like securing a fucking border.
Second Amendment right, because let's face it, I saw Colin Noir has a shirt that on the front says, I'm guessing not here for the alcohol or tobacco. Because, yeah, let's face it, they're a firearms agency. Alcohol and tobacco, it just sounds good in the title.
Just like all the letters of the alphabet, soup.
Well, when they showed up at my door, I wish I'd have held a bottle of bourbon and a pack of cigarettes up to the window. Here you go. Here's my alcohol and tobacco. Please don't hurt me. We're not here
now,
for that.
See,
oh, no,
that's what I would have done.
Yeah. I didn't think of it. That was an afterthought. You know, always after you think of the good shit.
Right.
Just ain't quick enough on my feet, I guess.
Hanging out with Lauren will do that to you.
Oh, he knows.
I got all kinds of food cooked up, Lorna. You got to come down next weekend.
I'll try.
Don't tell her that.
I've taken on Lorna's cooking style, and I think she'll like what I whipped up here.
Cool. I'll be the first to taste it. I'll be over tomorrow.
You know what? It's kind of southern. It's got a lot of pizzazz to it. I got a little habanero, a little jalapeno, celery.
Yeah, I
got
to add a Lorna twist.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I just made up a big batch of spicy spaghetti, too.
I had that last night.
With jalapenos and all that stuff, and mushrooms and garlic and red pepper and yellow pepper and garlic.
I'd be right, Lorna, I'd be right up, but
hot
Rotel. It'd be tough getting around. We already got about, between the rain and the sleet, we got about an inch here in Minneapolis. Yeah. What do you up there?
Well, I don't even know.
It's 69 right now.
Yeah. Well, it's 74 here, but that cost me.
Yeah, you mean negative 74, right?
Yeah. It cost me $200 to be 74.
Well, it's been 61 to 65 in here.
I made shit on a shingle the other day.
I like that kind of stuff once in a while.
You gotta come up here and make me a Philly cheesesteak.
Fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I remember hitting a wagon at Bristol Motor Speedway. And I raged that stand. I think I ate four of them fuckers in a row.
Yeah, have either one of you ever heard of pork roll?
Pork rolls?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's sliced like bologna.
Oh, no.
It's a Jersey thing. You take the pork roll and you fry it up in the pan and you throw some, I usually throw mushrooms and onions on it, but you throw some American cheese on it and throw them on English muffins. Damn good sandwich.
Sounds like what we call a pork loin. And if you put it on a hot dog bun, perfect.
Nah, yeah. See, these are round, just like your bologna would be.
Yeah,
it's
so is a pork.
It's just called pork roll.
Pork loin is like a long tube of meat.
Yeah.
Same thing, a round, long thingy.
And figures, you know, a woman would know the long, round tube.
Yeah.
Philly cheesesteaks. Can't beat them either.
No.
Decades channel on, and I'm watching some jets in Vietnam. Holy fuck, were we badass.
Yeah, and just look at them taking down our freaking $32 million freaking drone. And, it was an accident.
Well, I heard about that. The Russians took down a drone of ours. Well, what the fuck are we doing over giving them billions and billions of dollars and weapons and Jesus. You
it's
know,
all part of their scheme.
World War II. We split Germany in half. That's what the fucking Berlin Wall was. And the Russians controlled the Eastern Front, and we controlled the Western. And their wall cut it off. And Russia always said, after World War II, back in 1945, for fuck's sake, they said, we don't want NATO any closer than this wall. And we said, okay. Well, Biden's fucking syndicate gets over into Ukraine and, we want you to become NATO, you know, and it's bad enough. Poland is NATO. And that's too close. Russia said, we don't want NATO on our fucking doorstep. Back the fuck off. And we agreed. back in after World War II, we said, okay, no NATO closer than this to Russia. And we got all of Germany. And then I think we got Poland. And then we started tapping on Ukraine. You know, hey, we want you to be NATO. Right on their fucking doorstep. Just what they said not to do. And we fucking did it. And now...
Yeah, it's because he's...
Billions and billions and billions. Ukraine in Ukraine was never NATO. And they never should have been. And we never should have started that shit.
No. And because he's in the pockets of China, Ukraine, and Russia, he's getting paid by all three. That's why they're laughing at us.
It's all just money exchange wars. The wars don't mean anything anymore. It's just a big money exchange. Take it from the taxpayers and amongst the... I'm sure if you could see how things actually work, I'm sure you'd see fucking Putin and Biden and Xi Jinping and heads of all these other fucking countries all sitting around a table getting drunk, eating dinner, having fun together.
Yep.
I truly believe that there is no, they're just playing us like a fucking, they just put whatever they want in, and we're thinking, ooh, we got Democrats and Republicans. Hopefully the Republicans will fight off the Democrats. Well, they're all one fucking unit, you dumbass. They're just putting on it for you. You know, it's all about just fuck you, we'll be slaves before you. Well, maybe a generation after you, but you're all going to be simps. Cubs.
Yep, and they're already proving it right now.
Yeah, I don't believe there's a two-party system because nothing's happening. Nothing. There is no pushback. There is no, it just proves to me we are a one-party system. It's a new world order.
Yep. Which is what they set out to do from the very beginning.
Even way back in the 50s, they started to say we were a democracy. And there was a professor, I wish I could remember his name because he was a fucking genius and he made the best speech I ever heard. But don't let them start planting the seed that we are a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And democracy doesn't actually even pick our president. We all go vote as a popular vote, and it goes to college electorate. And that's who picks our president, not the popular. And we are a constitutional republic. There's a way our constitution works to make the country work as the founding fathers wrote it down to be. And we have a Bill of Rights. All men are free and equal. And we somehow got way off track. We are so fucking far off track. I feel like I'm on a rant. Somebody talk. That's the way I feel. Tell me how you feel.
I feel with my hands. No, but you nailed it right on the head. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? The Constitution is a fixture.
Oh, yeah.
It builds our fucking country, makes us stronger. Makes our culture better. Not just fucking
And just like you said earlier, you know, same thing with everything that's been uncovered. They've got facts. They've got the truth. Why are they not putting these people in handcuffs?
Because it's not Trump.
Well, it's way too late for that. This is, I mean, built from top to bottom. We just hope that the things that were put in play still work. Social Security is mostly what I'm worried about. That's all I care about right now, is that Social Security makes it through the Biden administration. Oh, God, please, please. I worked all my life to have this, and I need it, and I want it. And, God dang it, this crooked fucking mafia that runs our country right now. And it started back in the 50s, actually the early 50s, right after World War II. I truly believe, I hope in my heart to believe, that the Americans that ran our country, Roosevelt, and during World War II, actually had Americans at heart, you know. Then in the 50s, it started to be the corporate, the fucking, then all of a sudden, lobbyists. Lobbyists? Really? Lobbyists? People can come to fucking government agents? Your senators and your congressmen are getting bombarded with guys showing up with briefcases full of money. Lobbyists? This is how we're going to run our government? Oh, crying out loud. Well, that's where we fucked up. And then through the 60s, well, it got even more crooked and shady and weedy. And they snuffed JFK, who was a Democrat. But Lyndon B. Johnson took over. He was the worst Democrat. He's the civil rights guy, you know. I mean, fuck, he was... He fucked us all up, and then we had Nixon, well, school busing, and you can't keep the kids in their own neighborhoods to be amongst their own, you know, I mean, we had to, fuck. It turned really shitty, and we had Carter, we had no fucking gas because he's another liberal fucking puke.
Yep.
And it's been happening for so many fucking years that the swamp has truly gone from righteous people to, people who aren't so, you know, with a big enough briefcase of money, you can have your way with the government. And now no regulation on your company and regulation on all the rest, so you can monopolize. The very thing that wasn't supposed to happen in a capitalist fucking country. Monopoly, anyhow. I lost my train of thought. The steam out my ears was too loud.
It all falls back to the same thing. You know, it's all part of their agenda.
Well, we're so deep in it now. I remember scolding a dude a couple weeks ago for saying, oh, God, we're never going to get it back. And I, come on, we're Americans, man. We can. I'm starting to fall into his bracket of, fuck, we ain't getting this back. This is swampola. Nobody you can elect into office that won't just become a millionaire and fuck you off. And that's the way American politics work. I'm sad, and I hate to have to say it, and I don't want to be that guy, because the other guy was me the other week. And But holy cow, this is fuck. Where, at what point does it become unretrievable? How are we going to go back? You have to change. Oh, God. This, I don't know, man. I hate to jump on that dude's bandwagon, but fuck. Yep. You can put
yeah,
another
true.
Pig
I mean,
in the pen. You know, you pull this pig out of the pen and you put another pig in the pen. The voting becomes useless at one point where I don't want to just swap pigs. That's where we're at, man.
Yep, unfortunately, that's where we're going to stay unless somebody steps up and gets some balls and goes against this Democratic Party.
We need SCOTUS to stand up for our rights, and when they do, the states individually choose to sidestep the Supreme Court of the United States, and they will sidestep it and start putting rules in place that don't apply to the Supreme Court rule. And I don't know how it's like the states are being brat children. I mean, they're little fucking brats. You know, you set boundaries, and they will expand their boundaries because they're fucking brat. And that's what the states are doing with the fucking justice system.
What are your thoughts there, Dr. Phil?
I just caught, like, the tail end of the conversation. I'm trying to find some headphones so I don't have to hold this phone up to my ear, but I'm not having any luck at the moment. But what's the topic? What are you guys talking about? I heard fucking Brad. I know plenty of those.
Yeah, Lauren is the biggest brat.
I was going to say Bobby is the number one on that.
And see, to me, Brad means something totally different. It's a type of diet when you don't feel good. Bananas, rice, apples, toast.
Oh, I know. Bananas, rice, apples, and toast.
And soups, Brad.
No, it's bananas, apples, and twats.
So, a lot of people in my section of the woods don't even know what a twat is.
I was using Brad as a term for individual states trying to overstep Supreme Court rule. The states are being a little brat. To me, a brat is a little child who just won't obey it.
Which is what Luna is.
Yeah, I kind of think that the Supreme Court should give the states the power to govern their own states. I think that's how it was in the beginning when they developed all of this Constitution. And I think the Supreme Court being the third part of the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch, I think their job is more to keep the president and the Congress in check. I don't think they're designed to keep the states in check. But they're doing it. And if a state doesn't agree with one of the federal laws and they don't get the extra funding the state gives, for example, if the state did not lower the speed limit to 55 on highways, they were not going to get any funding for their roads. So a lot of states lowered it to 55. Big states who didn't need the government money said, screw you, we'll put the highways where we want them because we govern our own state. And so when too much federal government comes into controlling the states, you all hear a conversation about states wanting to break away from the U.S. Texas has said it a bunch of times. Did that make sense? I don't know. Am I talking shit?
Well, what I was getting at, the New York Pistol and Rifle Association, PBONTA, said that you cannot be a make state. You have to be a shall state. If you want a permit to carry, you cannot be submitted to all kinds of, you have to prove that you need a pistol because you're in a dangerous situation. It should be, you apply for a license to carry, and they shall give you a license to carry. Well, what New York did when that hit the Supreme Court, they said, no, you're doing it. You have to be give license to carry out. You can't be a May state. You have to be a shall state. And they, so what New York did was they made it illegal to carry a pistol anywhere in the state of New York. They picked parks, subways, public buildings, state and federal buildings, anywhere. And that's not really, when the Supreme Court said you have to give them licenses to carry, they didn't expect New York to be a little fucking brat.
Jersey is like that too, isn't it, Bobby?
Jersey, you can't get one.
Yeah.
I mean, they
can't. Unless you're
do
a business
that.
Owner.
That's unconstitutional, and you cannot apply the law against the Constitution. And that's what these states are doing.
That's
Illinois
and that's
California is the
that
worst.
That was my main reason of moving out of New Jersey. One was because the weapons I had were totally illegal in Jersey. But number two, they only wanted to allow me to only be able to go from my house to the range and then back home.
When I think about it, that dude's right. This law should supersede federal law. If you run the state the way you want to run. And federal law is kind of a simple point. It's just something to work with, and you either assist federal agents or you don't. And whatever you decide for your state. And I do agree, states should run themselves, not the federal government.
Right.
That dude was completely right.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the rulings a lot of the Supreme Court rulings always send these laws back to the states. For example, voting laws. Okay, thank you. For example, voting laws are governed by your states, the legislative branches of your states. It's not a federal law that votes have to be turned in this manner. It's up to the individual state. So New York decided to go along with the program, like being a little bitch, like you said, but Texas isn't going to go with it. And even if they make it a federal law, Texas is going to say, fuck you, we're going to make our own laws, I believe.
Yep.
We'll see.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right, because they have a silencer lawsuit going on right now, because they say if it's manufactured, built, yeah, all the materials come from Texas, it's manufactured in Texas, we can sell a silencer to somebody in Texas as long as it isn't federal commerce. It doesn't pass state lines. We can build silencers in Texas and sell them to Texas residents. And that's perfectly legal without an NFA tax stamp.
Right, right. And what's the, so the states that follow whatever the federal government decides will get extra money to enforce the federal program that they put it, but the states that decide not to go with it, they're just not going to get that extra money, and they don't really fucking need it.
Yeah,
because who
right.
pays for it? Taxpayers. Taxpayers.
Yep, the state can only. Yep, the state can only enforce what they want to if they're not getting federal tax dollars, and that's what it boils down to—the money.
That's right, and that's a lot of states jump on that money, and so that's how the federal government gets their hands into the pot. You know, I'm conservative. I rather have smaller government involvement in my life than federal government telling me what to do in my own state. That's why I have my own state. You know, I have my own representatives. Our state, every state controls their own laws. The federal state cannot mandate a state do something. They just can't do that. It'd still be a federal offense if somebody breaks a federal law, but the state doesn't have to enforce it. For example, I break a federal law that's not a state law, I go to federal court, but I don't go to state court. I break a law that's both state and federal, I get to go to both courts.
You get double fucked.
That's right.
No, that's a good thing. The state should run themselves. You know, and I couldn't agree with that more, because there's a sheriff in Wisconsin who will not assist the ATF if they come in to do their draconian fucking rule. Or law, or whatever the fuck they want to call it. He says, I will not assist the agency. And if they harass my citizens, I will arrest them. I
there you
think
go.
Great the states can rule them over federal law. Yeah, I was completely wrong on that one.
So, yeah, like, why does North Carolina have a state tax, but Texas doesn't have a state tax? I mean, I'm glad Texas don't have a state tax. But when I was in North Carolina, I worked there. I had to pay federal and state. But here, I still have to pay federal, but I don't owe the state anything. So it's like you're governed by two bodies of government. You're governed by the federal government, and you're governed by the state government. And so it's kind of weird. But if there was no state government, what would be the point of having a state to begin with? It would just be a federal country.
Absolutely. Right. It'd be federally, and nobody runs themselves. And there'd be no freedom to live in the state you want to live with, the laws that they adhere to.
And that seems like the Democratic plan. That seems like the Democratic plan. Seems like Democrats want more government, or, you know, the liberals. They want more government at the federal level, where the conservatives or Republicans, you don't have to be both, they want less government. I mean, I want freedom. I don't want tyranny.
Absolutely. But when the states go rogue, like New York, my example was that the Supreme Court said you have to issue licenses. And what New York did, Hobbs, I think her name is out there, and she just made it illegal to carry everywhere. And I thought, that's maybe a bad example where the state took control of the federal law and said, we're going to run it our way. And you're absolutely right. I agree with you on every level. Every state should have their own ability to rule their state outside the federal government.
Well, the bad thing about that is that the Constitution gives you the right to bear arms. The government makes the laws on how you can bear those arms. So, you can own that firearm. You can own a firearm that we say can only have 6 bullets in it. It can only be 6 inches long, whatever. They can determine what type of firearm you can own and where and when you can use it, but they cannot prevent you from having a firearm because of the Constitution. So that's what they're doing. they're limiting the firearm, but they're not taking a firearm away from you. So, yeah, oh, you want a firearm? You have the right to have a firearm, but you got to get a license, and you can't carry it here. You can't have this type of firearm. You can only have this type of firearm that we dictate, you know? So you can still have a firearm. You still have the right to bear arms, but you don't have the right to determine what kind of arms, when and where you're going to use it and what type it is. You don't have that right. That's not in the Constitution. That's where we're getting screwed.
Now, that's a hell of an infringement on the Second Amendment.
That's right.
You know, and it's state applied, not federal.
Yep. Hell, even if I shoot somebody in self-defense, I'm still going to court. I'm still going to be charged with murder until the court says it was self-defense.
You'd be lucky to win. And if you did win in the judicial trial, you'd probably lose in the civil trial, and you'd still be out everything.
Right. You know, like there's some laws. These are really screwy laws, too, man. If I let somebody stay at my house because they got kicked out of their house or they needed a place to stay for a while until they get on their feet, and then they decide that they don't want to leave, I can't kick them out. That's weird, man. I cannot kick somebody out of my own home because they made a residence there. Yep.
Squat.
You gotta go through the eviction process, and then it takes forever, and then the lawyers and the legal fees and all that time. By the time you get through all of that bullshit, it's like, man, I should have never let this person stay at my house to begin with.
Depends on what state you live in, man. If your next door neighbor builds a shed and a foot on your property, and you don't say anything for 3 years, he just gets to take over that property. That's his now.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, if you got a fence between two properties, who owns it?
Well, and the fence should be a foot inside the property line so that you can maintain both sides of the fence without trespassing.
Oh, but then that one foot inside the property line that your neighbor is using now becomes yours after 3 months. Now becomes his after 3 months. It's just saying.
See?
So you lose a foot of your property line.
Advert possession. What did I call that, Lorna?
Yeah. Oh.
Adverse possession.
Yeah, that's
it. Possession. And in Wisconsin, it's really bad. 40 acres and somebody builds a house on the corner of your lot, they can take over your whole 40 acres.
Yeah.
What I think
is between two lots, there should be that 1 foot right away, and there needs to be two fences. And that right away belongs to the county, the city, the state, whomever. And they're responsible for cutting the fucking grass around that shit.
That'll never happen.
Oh, shit. So you hope you live next door to decent people and you can keep your property, right?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
There's getting to be very few of them lately.
Yeah, unless you live in a rural area. So, you know, you don't have neighbors. So that would be cool.
Yeah, that was my old place.
What's the topic today? What are you guys talking? Just current events?
Current events.
Is it a bitch session? Current events. You guys talk about that drone getting shot down or getting knocked down? What's going on with that shit?
We were just talking about that just before you called in.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to rehash it, but I'm just like kind of concerned that the Russian Navy put their ships right over top of the crash site. Wonder why they're trying to.
I don't know if you're aware of it, Phil, but you know, they don't say it on the fake newses and your local news or anything, but Russia and China have had submarines and observation ships on all four corners of our coasts. And
well, the only way I found out about that
was because something happened with a Russian sub right here in Charleston, and they had to come up, and when they came up, they were right there, right outside of Charleston Naval Base.
Yeah. They even said that they have nuclear subs, and there's a general saying that they want that they should go ahead and just shoot off that nuclear, underwater torpedo that's going to cause a big ass tsunami and all this. Reading between all the lines of the media, and you got to do that, that we're already at war with these folks.
Oh yeah. The only reason why it hasn't escalated is because this administration is deep in the pockets of all three of them. Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
China, Russia, and North Korea.
Well, I think I told you on one of our broadcasts, one of the radio casts, you better start learning Mandarin. Because China already owns this country.
Oh, yeah.
We're not enough to learn Mandarin.
Yeah, but your kids might, or your grandchildren might.
But that's what I'm saying, you know, with the way that this administration's allowing the Chinese to come in and buy up all kinds of lands, especially around our military bases.
Yep. They're flying intelligence balloons, and they've been doing it. It just hasn't made the media, general public. That's fucking
right.
Thing about the media is they socialize their populations to make them believe what they want them to believe, but they'll never know the real truths. For example,
right.
I'll give you an example. All right, so when I was in the Navy, I was told that America was the greatest country on the planet, and all of these South American countries were third world countries, and they're, you know, poverty and pygmies running around and all that shit. I believe that. And when I went to Argentina and I went to Chile in the Navy, they're just as sophisticated and as modern and organized as we are. So the way the government and the media socializes the American population is – it's a lie. So you don't know the truth unless you see it for yourself.
Exactly.
So yeah, this war with I think we're at war with Russia. China, Russia, and North Korea are aligned, and so we're going to be fighting all of them. It's going to take somebody popping a fucking nuke before they finally admit it. And it's gonna be horrible after that. You know, I'm kind of grateful that in the past history, most of the wars that we've been involved with have been on foreign soils and not our own, except for the civil wars, obviously, the French and Indian wars and those kind of wars. But it's just a matter of time before war comes here, and I think the war started with New York City and the bombing of the buildings, 9/11. That's when I think the war on our soil started. But it's not a traditional war. It's modern warfare in the sense of attacking our banks, attacking our internet structure, attacking us from inside, buying up all of our land, controlling all of the big main, so many Chinese people in our colleges and education, you know, it's just, you see it, but they're not admitting it. I was in a little small town in Texas where I was a little rural doctor there. But that small town was a big small town because it's one of the only counties they allowed casino gambling in. A Chinese company came in to a friend of mine, and they purchased his building for $200,000 and paid him in cash. They had three guys come in, and they counted the cash out right in front of him, $200,000 in cash, so they could turn that building into a casino. As soon as the Chinese people bought that building, it wasn't a month later when the county sheriff decided there's not going to be any more casino gambling in this county. And he shut it all down because he didn't want the Chinese people there.
Right.
But that's what they're doing. They're buying the shit, and they're buying the, I think most of our loans are to China. We owe China so much money. The federal government, most of the loans come from China, I believe. We owe them.
Yeah.
They own us. They own us.
Don't worry.
Russia.
We'll attack them with soldiers who demand to be called they, them. Or
sure. Fine by me. I already did my part, man. Let the younger kids do it. But it's the poor that fight the war, so I feel sorry for that generation. But the thing is America is slowly becoming two classes, like Mexico. You either have a low class or you have a high class. There is no middle class. And that's where the middle class, they're erasing. You're either going to be rich or you're going to be poor. And that's where we're going. The other thing, I said this from the very beginning. I saw this as soon as Biden came into office and they started talking about Hunter Biden's connections to China and all this shit. As soon as fucking Biden came in, he shut down the North Star pipeline. He approved the Russian pipeline. And then Russia invades, that country. It's all to get the Russian pipeline to that country's coast so they can get their oils loaded up on the ships and delivered across the country. They wanted to shut down the pipeline that was going to help America, but you know that the Bidens have Russian oil in their pockets, and that's why they're fucking doing this. And all the money is being filtered through the Chinese banks, and that's why China and Russia are involved. Sounds like a conspiracy theory, but to me it fucking makes sense.
Oh, it's coming out now. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's coming out. It's coming to life.
But let me ask you guys a question now, and then I'll shut up and listen for a while because I do talk about it. I apologize.
Don't apologize.
Okay, so are there so many fucking Democrats in this country that outnumber the Republicans so much that there ain't a damn thing anyone can do about any of this? Is that what's going on?
No.
I'll leave it there.
It's
our
Republicans
are too weak to do shit. We got rhinos.
Right.
You think that we have Democrats and Republicans? No.
Rhinos aren't Republicans, right? But I don't consider rhinos Republicans. They're Republican in name only. They're not Republicans. What about
all
true Republicans?
All of them are on the same team.
There's
you think
not
we're working for a two-party system?
All,
we're not working
All politicians are crooked. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a swamp. There are no Democrats and Republicans anymore. It's only the power, the aristocrats, the people who we are not the people who control the government. We are not we the people anymore. Now we do what the government says.
So you have a two-party. You got the rich, you got the poor. Or you got those in power, and the rest of us are all sheep.
Yeah.
That's the way they look at us.
Yeah.
And so there is nobody. So then this is not your country. You're just fortunate enough to live here.
you're seeing the tail end of it, I think. This is not a two-party system. This is the powerful against the sheep. And we pay the government to be sheep. They tell us what to do now. They don't represent us. We are not we the people anymore. Now they tell us what to do. This sucks. This really sucks. We're seeing the tail end of a great experiment.
America has no borders either. Have completely erased America as we know it. The United States of America as we know it. There is no borders. There's no state lines. There's nothing. We belong to everybody else.
We've gone federal, I think. You know, where states all just agree to do the same thing. If you live in a blue state, which I do, they just do the Biden thing. Let's just squish the public. Just take their money and tell them what to do. We don't represent them.
If I want to take over your business, I create turmoil within your business. I have the employees fighting with the management. And now your business goes to shit because your management fires all your employees. There's no employees to do the job. The business loses money. And now I can come in and buy your business for real cheap. So if I create a civil war within America and tear it apart, I can come in and take over America for real cheap.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. And every time you guys try to group together, they call you a militia or a terrorist. Right, Bobby?
Yep.
Yep.
The defenders, they're a militia. Oh, come on. Really? You guys aren't militia, but you could be. Because you're talking anti-disestablishment.
The black and the white, the gay and the straight, and just divide. And that's not united. Divide and conquer.
Nope, but I think if every conservative shot three liberals, this country would change. But the good thing is the liberals, well, that's not a good thing, I apologize, but the liberals are having the poor shoot each other, black on black. Houston, Chicago, look at all the murders every day in these kids killing each other. I mean, come on. That is not the America that I believe in. But that's the America that we live in.
Very true.
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, you know, and then you got these people sitting there going, well, vote them out. Yeah. How are you going to vote somebody out when your vote don't even count?
It doesn't. And what the hell? The electoral vote matters more than the popular vote. Well, that sounds not democratic. The electoral vote.
Yeah.
Really? That's the way they get over on you. That's the way they fuck you on these votes.
Yeah, because they can mess with
the
numbers.
No.
It's
that's
all electronic.
Not true. That's not true because California has a huge population and they get a ton of fucking votes. And then you look at a state like Utah, Wyoming has less of a population than three other of the Midwest states put together, but they have to be represented as a state in the vote. And so the
how many electoral votes does Wyoming have compared to California? The electoral vote.
California has four, and I think California, I think, has. No, I don't want to talk out of school. I'm not exactly sure. But I know it's the college electorate that that makes Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, and these states that don't have any population represented as much as California and New York, you know, because if then we would, well, we are just liberal fucks now, but if each state gets represented properly in the vote, it's, they don't have as many people voting to get as much representation in the college electorate. And that's why we need that. And we are not a democracy. As you can clearly see, we don't even pick our president through democracy. We have a college election that picks the president, not the popular vote.
Exactly. So, I'm just let me educate you a little bit, just a little bit. California has 55 electoral votes. Wyoming has 3. Okay, that's a big difference, right? So
sure
the populous states have the most electoral votes, but every single person in Wyoming voted for a president, and it was just between Wyoming and California. Whoever California decides to be the president will be the president over Wyoming. With your 55-3 ratio, whoever California decides is going to be the president. The electoral vote is bullshit. It should be the popular vote everywhere. But who's going to change that rule? Nobody. What they're going to do is they're going to add more electoral votes to the larger states with more population.
Well,
that's why they have the key states: Pennsylvania, New York, Texas, Florida, California. The most populous states are going to determine who your president is or who your, you know, whatever, based on the electoral vote. If it was just Wyoming and California, California would determine every time. If it was Wyoming and Texas, Texas would determine it every time.
Well, you got East Coast, West Coast, and then you hope the in-between, the flyover states, can actually make an impact, I guess. But
the problem with our voting system is the electoral vote. And the other problem with our system is the federal government tries to get their hands in the rules for the voting system, but each state controls its own votes. And if it's a Democratic state, they can make the rules for voting in favor of Democrats. If it's a Republican state, they can make the rules of voting in favor of the Republicans. So there is another situation. So what do you do? Do you make the voting rules for the federal government of the United States blanket all across the United States? Every state, the rule applies for federal elections. For local elections, yeah, the states should govern their own laws. But for these big federal elections, I really believe states should not have individual control because it's not fair. It depends on who's in charge of that state. If it's a Democratic state, the laws for voting are going to favor the Democrats. If it's a Republican state, vice versa.
I think that was the problem with our 2020 election.
That is the problem with every single election. And now you have other countries and the social media getting involved in elections. So who's gonna determine the next president? Is it gonna be Twitter? Is it gonna be Facebook? Is it gonna be Truth Social? Who's gonna determine the next president if it's based on social media? That's what our children and our grandchildren have to confront. Not us. We see it. We see it happening. But it's not as much as it's going to be here come shortly in the future.
So.
I couldn't agree with you more. I believe through social media, Twitter, and the bloody block, the president is elected before the vote.
I think you might be. They already know who's going to be president. They say that there's a conspiracy theory that I've heard that says that the top 1% of the richest people in the country have a little club where they determine what this country is going to do, who's going to be the president, because they say these top 1% of these richest people in the country, to them, the president is only a face. A lot of people don't believe Biden's the president of this country. A lot of people believe that Obama still is from behind the scenes, because a lot of the rules that Obama had, Biden brought back. And why is Obama always into politics, even though he's already retired and out? Who knows? What do you think about that? Do you believe that? Do we know it's true? Hell no.
He's a puppet master.
Well, Trump, I love the guy. I think he did some great things for this country. But Trump had his social circle as well. There are people pulling his strings too. But him being as narcissistic as he is, he didn't always listen to them. And that's why he's in trouble today.
Trump wasn't influential. You couldn't influence him with money. Trump was the only modern president we've had that never took his pay. He donated his pay to charity. He didn't take his presidential $405, whatever it is, a year. He gave it away.
That's I believe he was such a good president? Do you want to know why I believe he was such a good president?
Because he couldn't be influenced powers or domestic companies or corporations or...
True. I 100% agree with you, yes. But why?
I don't know.
Because he was not a politician. He was a businessman.
Exactly.
He's not a politician. He's a businessman, and he didn't need to coat his pockets from the decisions he made. Where a lot of these other politicians, the only reason they're into politics is so they can get those kickbacks. Politicians are crooks. Having a businessman running the United States of America, which is a business, was the best thing this country did. And that's why it did prosper, because it was a businessman running it, not a politician. Now, Trump has had to become a politician since then. That's the thing. Now he's trying to go out there and tell the people what they want to hear so that they vote for him and they support his campaigns and all that. But his record, spoke for itself. But every fucking gun is pointed in his direction, because these crooks don't want a businessman. They want a politician who they can manipulate and buy. That's how I see it. I think that's the reason why he was such a good president, because of his. He's a businessman. He wasn't a politician. That's the only difference.
He kept us paying $3 of NATO. He got us out of the climate deal. He was money to beat the band. He truly did run the country like a business. And how were we doing well?
Yeah, I remember times I heard that, some people were complaining. Trump would show up in this one particular office, and he would weed out the riffraff. And people would say anytime Trump would show up at our office, we were worried. Where other
other presidents, that they just delegated all that shit. They didn't even give a shit. But he went through every single office himself personally and had his advisors. And a lot of his advisors were also business people. They weren't politicians either, if you noticed. That's why a lot of his cabinet were not politicians. Some of them were politicians because, obviously, you ain't going to get rid of all the riffraff. But a lot of his cabinet were his personal business associates, and they ran it like a business. And that's exactly what we need to run the country. I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, liberal, fucking conservative. Put a businessman in that office and let him run it the way a business is, and the country will prosper. Put a politician in there. That motherfucker's going to grease his pockets, and he's going to take as much of your money as he possibly can get.
We had a great president, and we lost it to a vote.
We lost it to social media, and we lost it to foreign countries, and we lost it to cheating in individual states that are controlled. Control their elections. That's why I never found nothing wrong with what they did, because the states allowed it. Why did the Supreme Court never want to listen to any of the arguments about that? Don't make sense to me, but the Supreme Court says the states control their elections. So if you got a problem, you go back to that individual state. And if a Democratic state doesn't want to hear an argument, they don't have to.
Where are the Republicans? Where is our backup? Where are our representatives? Oh, they're team members. We don't get representation because they're team members.
You buck the system, you become fucking Jimmy Hoffa, buddy. Where's that motherfucker at these days? Nobody still knows.
Yeah, you're right. You are right. Where you get Clinton side.
I think Jimmy Hoffa fucking came down when the fucking towers came down because he was part of the concrete footing of that motherfucker.
Well, you're not the head of the Teamsters. Your name wouldn't even get written in the paper.
Unions are another fucking bullshit political organization as well. I'm glad Texas doesn't really buy into the union bullshit.
Yep.
Those guys, they tried to get me. I was doing electrical work when I first came to Texas, and they do have an electrical workers union in Texas, but it's not very strong. They don't have a lot of power. They're trying to build it up. But when I was, on the East Coast, every fucking career field you could think of had a union. You had to pay dues if you wanted them to represent you. They'll get you the raise, but the raise raised the dues, and so the dues you were paying were your raise. So what the fuck good was that?
Yep.
I'm as much of a far-right conservative as I am, spent my career as a union electrician in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I paid dues, and the dues, out of a week's pay, it was like $60 out of like $600-$700. I'm talking back in the day, but the dues weren't that bad. And now I am 12 months from retirement, and I'm looking forward to my Social Security, but I'm more looking forward to the second half of my pension. I started collecting the first half when I was 55, and I can't collect the second two until I'm 62. But that far exceeds what my Social Security is. And as much as I'd like to badmouth unions because of the direction they're going now lately, back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s when I worked for them, it really put together a good pension for me. I am going to be a successful old man because
I'm
of
glad.
My
youth. I'm happy for you. I'll tell you what, I've already had to take two loans out against my 401k because I'm struggling, and I make a very good salary. The other thing is my 401k, last year, I had, you know, after 8 years with the company, 2 years ago, I had almost $50,000 in my 401k. Well, with the market crisis going on and then COVID or whatever, that same $50,000 now, and we've been putting money in every year, is down to $26,000. Half of my 401k went to shit because the stock market crashed. So I want to take it all out, but then they want to charge me 50% and fees for taking it out. So I got a loan against it, and then I have to pay interest on my own fucking money from my retirement plan. And so,
yeah,
these are
beating under Biden.
And they want to raise. Right now, I got to be 65 to get Social Security, and they want to raise it to 70. So
no,
they want to take. They killed off of 62, but not my generation.
Well, no.
And now they went up to 70. Why? You know, because a recent report came out that said most Americans now live to be 80 years old.
Well, that's maximum Social Security. If you take it at 62, you're getting minimum. If you take it at 65, you're getting
without a supplement. If you don't own your own home and you're just renting, but you know you'll get the minimum of your Social Security, and you don't have any supplement. Can you live off of that?
I can, because there again, I have my union pension, which is exceeds my.
You got supplement. You got a supplement,
so,
right? But you own your own home too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have rent or nothing. Maybe you have property taxes. You're not homestead. But see, your overhead is a lot higher because of your success in life, and that's wonderful. I'm proud of you. But not everyone's in that situation. Most people aren't, to be honest with you. You're one of the rare.
Well, I understand that, but we all had the opportunity to go out and be somebody.
But that's what they tell you.
I had a dad. Yeah.
I was 40. I was 43 years old, I think, when I went to college. I filled out my financial aid application at 43 years old, and them motherfuckers needed my parents' income taxes, even the last one before they died. And so I didn't qualify for the 100% all the financial aid, so a lot of that I had to pay out of my own pocket. So do we all have the same opportunity? No, we don't. They want you to believe that. Oh, yeah, everyone. I was in the military. They told me I had the best fucking education, career, and training in the world as a meteorologist. I got out of the military, and I couldn't get a fucking job because I didn't have enough credentials. They want you to believe that. I don't believe that shit because I learned it. I lived it. I know. It's all bullshit.
You're an American, man. You live in America, the most exceptional country in the whole fucking world.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
When I was an 18-year-old patriot,
do it.
That's all I can say. You either do it or you don't do it. You either have the American spirit and you get out there and make it for yourself.
There you go.
You
tell them.
Country in the world. There's money out there. Go get some. That's what I did. I knew. I am growing up in the richest country in the world. There is so much money out there. And
so why
are
we sitting here tonight bitching about America? But we're sitting around tonight bitching about America. Why are we doing that?
We shouldn't be. There's so much opportunity. There's so many ways to make money. Just go out there and get your fucking money.
Hell, my medical assistant who has training, went 9 months of their certificate training. My medical assistant makes $12 an hour. She could go work at fucking McDonald's and make $15. What's wrong with that? You tell me. Plus, she has no benefits unless she pays for them, and no retirement until she fucking dies. A trained, educated person makes less money and has less benefits than an uneducated person working at a fast food restaurant. You tell me what's wrong with that picture, brother. You can go out there and get anything you want, but who are you going to steal it from?
That's just not true. If you're in a skilled trade, you can do very well for yourself. And if you get creative, you can do welding on the side. You can, I don't know, grow weed if you're in the right state.
it's there if you want it.
It's
like
there.
It's there if you want it.
This is a very rich country. There is money out there. Go get yours. This is an exceptional country.
I love you, brother. Man. You tell it. You're the preacher. I'm going to call you the preacher man from now on.
Oh, it looks like we got a new chaplain on Sunday, then. What?
Yeah. We got the chaplain. Yeah, we got the chaplain out there.
No, it's true.
Some of the things that I'm saying are actually to stir up you, to make you think.
I agree with
everything you're saying. But I do like the, you know, the, I don't know, what do you call it, competition? I like the argument.
Devil's advocate, man. Brother, you're playing devil's advocate. And
I'm playing the chaplain's advocate.
You bounce it off me, I'll bounce it back.
Man, I got you to raise your fucking voice, and that makes me feel good.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
You're good. Double friend.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike. By the way, that's my brother-in-law, Dr. Phil.
Oh, hey, Dr. Phil. It's a pleasure of mine to have you, sir.
Yeah, likewise, brother. Likewise. Hey, we're all in this together, man. And we all have our ups and we all have our downs. We have our opinions. Some are like our assholes, you know, but it's all good,
like,
man, and I
like
hearing
Lorna.
It from all the... But yeah, Lorna's the biggest asshole I know.
With that
I know.
If you'd have been here 2 weeks ago, you'd have heard a ranting and raving maniac. Depending on how many beers I've had, I can station into a funky, oh, God, we got to get him out of here.
Yeah, you missed it last week there, Phil.
Uh huh.
You missed the show last week.
Nice.
I can get on a rant.
You know,
back
in England, they used to call it getting on the soapbox, because they would get a soapbox. It was just a crate. They would stand up on the crate in the middle of the fucking square somewhere, and then they would start preaching their politics.
Yep,
so you got up on your soapbox.
Right.
Yeah.
First Amendment right. I deserve to have my soapbox on the corner, screaming out anything I believe. Because that's my First Amendment right. I can
no,
say what I think.
No, you got your Miller Lite box that you sit on.
Well, it makes me a foot taller.
even though it's your First Amendment right, they can still take your ass to court for it. Let me tell you that.
Yep.
Isn't that?
All right, everybody, we got 2 minutes left. I'd just like to say thanks for all the input. It was a great show.
It was a great show. It really was. I enjoyed this show.
And hopefully you guys
love
call
you guys.
Back in next week. We'll continue it.
Hey, Mike, call
love
in
y'all.
On the medical show in a while, bro.
Love y'all. God bless America. God bless our children, our veterans, our military, first responders, the missing, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
God bless you all. Hey, Mike, call in on the medical show one of these days, man.
Here, here, brother. I sure will.
All right. Y'all, God bless you guys. Good night.
Good night.